losing by 3 points and 2 feet.
And welcome back to Sports Out the Wazoo, sponsored by Capone's, located off 454 West King Street, 265-1886 is their number. And that was our new segment, Bringing the Noise. Great job of a little compilation of different clips from this past week in sports, kind of the weekend in sports.
I think you know what my favorite was.
Don't even say the Patriots one.
Well, it was Brady to Moss. That's my favorite. I could hear
your
that all day.
Not, I mean, you're a Panthers fan. Your favorite's not even the D'Angelo Williams winning touchdown.
Music to my ears, buddy. Music to my ears.
Unbelievable.
I go to sleep to that. That's why I listened to that.
Well, you know what my favorite was, besides the Panthers one, obviously, was the Miser is Tourist error on that ultimately cost the Angels the game. Helped the Yankees win that one. So
ridiculous.
Well, anyway, speaking of the Yankees, they are battling the Angels right now. It's tied up at 3 apiece in the bottom of the 7th in Anaheim. But the first two games kind of came and went. And you know what? They've been pretty exciting games, but very close games. Kind of, a little bit of a battle between these two teams. That
a little
were,
sloppy, but good.
Yeah, very sloppy. And really, when I looked at this game, 8 errors through the first two games in New York. 8 errors for the two teams combined. 5 of them coming from the Angels. 3-1 in game one, and then 2 from the Angels. 3 from the Yankees in game two. I'm wondering how this cold weather kind of affects these teams, because obviously you're seeing a lot of errors, and I don't think that's. Yeah, I mean, both teams really, even though the Yankees are not known for it, both teams are very good defensively. The fewest amount of errors in the AL came from the Angels too, so you know they're a very good defensive squad. You got to wonder if this cold weather is really affecting a lot of those throws and stuff like that, because you see even warm up pitchers. You saw Jawad Chamberlain sail one in one of his warm up pitches.
Yeah.
Got to think that that's got to affect the limbs and stuff like that, because you got to be kind of cold and almost rusty out there.
Yeah, and even for New York, it is kind of unseasonably cold. I mean, there's cool weather this time of year. You'd expect it to be in the 40s at that time at night if you're playing a night game in New York. But for it to be in the 40s and 30s and rainy and cold and snowy and all this other stuff, I mean, it was like that here in Boone over the weekend. So we know what that's like. We expect that kind of weather every now and then, but to see it this early in the year, it does seem kind of like a shock to the system. I don't know. I think these guys are professionals. They do play in this similar type of weather earlier in the year, so I don't know if it has. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see these numbers measured up with games earlier in the year, maybe in the early
when
months
it's
of
colder.
April. Yeah, early in the months of April when it is rainy, it is dreary outside, it is cold, it is in the 40s every day. So I'd like to see those kind of numbers matched up. I think it does play a small part. I don't think it plays a large part, but I think it plays a small part. And it does, it's maybe one of those things, once it gets in your head and then you start to talk about it. The thing I can't get used to is, what are these ridiculous hats these guys are wearing? Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You got the hats.
The floppy pattern in the back.
Well, they came out 2 years ago with the hats that had the floppy ears, just the ears, like you'd see like a postman.
And a lot of guys are using those.
But no, they've changed it now. There's like a full wraparound hat that they have now. Johnny Damon's been a big fan of that. He's been wearing it. It's different. It's like it's more.
They look like dorks out there. They really do. I'm sorry. Maybe, obviously it's working. That's why they're doing it, because it's not a fashion statement.
It's just your ears, though. Seriously. Does that help that much? You're keeping your ears warm?
Yeah, I think you'd want to be trying to keep your hands, your legs,
the Under Armour. Yeah, get the
Long chest John's warm on. Because there's not that much equipment on. I mean, you've got a jersey on, and then underneath that, maybe just an undershirt or something like that. Not a whole lot. You want to keep your chest and everything warm. I don't know about your ears being that important.
Well, you got to think about. I mean, your ears are pretty important. I mean,
yeah,
you're uncomfortable.
Retention in the head is key to keeping your inner core warm. I've heard that somewhere.
But I'm wondering too, with the half face mask. It kind of comes up by the neck and then goes up over
the mouth. Yeah,
it's kind of weird out there. I think half the time I think that somebody's trying to rob a bank or something.
Isn't that like
stadium.
A character from what cartoon was that? There's a cartoon character guy wears like a.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Fat Albert. Fat Albert is the answer. I don't know if Fat Albert's the answer I'm looking for.
I was thinking Mortal Kombat, sorry.
You're thinking Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
Remember that? Yeah, everybody
remembers
that.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis.
Get
baby.
Over here.
Here we go. But keeping on with the Yankees real quick as we're wrapping this up, talking about the Angels, Yankees thus far. How about A-Rod? I tell you what, I bashed him coming into the playoffs because I thought, you know what, the guy's never done anything. And I didn't think a lot rided on him because I thought this was more of a team effort this year. But he's proven when he is on, he is a difference maker. He sets this team to another stratosphere. And he's been playing ridiculous. He had another home run this afternoon already. Johnny Damon had a home run. Derek Jeter had a home run. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're not just hitting bombs at Yankee Stadium. They're hitting bombs away from Yankee
Everywhere.
Stadium as well. Yeah, I'm just very impressed with A-Rod's doing. Derek Jeter, I mean, if I had to give somebody the MVP, I'm giving it to Derek Jeter. I know his numbers aren't as high as they could be, but the guy, he just he does what he needs to
he
do.
He does it in year in and year out, and that's the thing. And really, at a time in his career when he should be declining, and especially defensively, and he's supposed to be a liability, the last 3 years he's gotten extremely better. And this year he was positive. You know, everybody relies on the UZR as kind of like the zone. They're basically zone ratings to see how you feel defensively. Balls hit to you in your direction, stuff like that. He was in the positives for the first time I think ever in his career. And this is at the age of 35 years old. I mean, it shows you the work ethic of this guy. It continues to hit over 300, 330, 340 even. You know, added, I think, 18, 19 home runs again this year. Continues to be an RBI machine and very clutch even in the postseason, and especially in the postseason.
It's very impressive from all regards for the Yankees right now. They got it all rolling. I think they're going to – I don't know if they'll hold on tonight, but I think they're going to win this series. I see that happening. They're already up 2-0, even though it's swinging back to Los Angeles. This team's got a lot of fight. We've talked about that, so we'll see what happens. But I do see the Yankees finishing off and winning this series. And like I said, I'm a huge Jeter fan. I'm not a Yankees fan, so it hurts me to say that. But the guy, he's just a great baseball player.
Well, I mean, I think you have to respect the talent that he has. And I think that's kind of the general consensus around the whole MLB, really.
Why can't you just say that about Tom Brady? I respect Derek Jeter. I'm not a Yankees fan, but I respect the guy. That's all I'm asking for.
I cannot respect
him. I can't
him.
Let
sorry.
It go. It's a burning fire within my soul. I gotta keep you to that.
Something about the guy. He won't do interviews. That's my problem.
The other series, though, Philadelphia versus Los Angeles. Phillies have a 2-1 lead in that series. They stole home field advantage away from the Dodgers. And the storyline in that one is, man, where did this team come from? It's like every series we count them out. Even going into the playoffs, it was, they look good, but are they good enough to win a series? No. They look good. Are they good enough to win another series and get back to the World Series? No. Why do people keep doubting them? They are, and I tell you what, Charlie Manuel, what he has done with this team, I think he deserves Manager of the Year in some regards because he has really worked this team and coddled players and really worked some egos and worked some guys back from the brink of destruction, really, to being a very, very solid team. They might be a better team overall than they were last year.
And this is a guy that was supposed to be, in Charlie Manuel, that was supposed to be fired probably a couple years back. Everybody was like, why is he still managing? He's too old to manage. He comes back last year, leads him to the World Series, you know, gets the ring. And then this year, looked like maybe they're going to take a step back. Even he was saying, you know what, we're not quite the team that we were last year. And you know what? I think the difference is Cliff Lee. I think if Cliff Lee isn't on that team, I don't think that they win as many games. I don't know that they get out of the first round. I definitely don't think they match up with the Dodgers as well. But Cliff Lee's been the big difference, and it's kind of helped out. He's kind of worn off a little bit on Cole Hamels a little bit. Really, they put the rest together.
Cole Hamels, I don't know if this guy is number one. And I think that's the question Philly fans are asking. They were impressed by how the Phillies won that first game, but I think it was a little bit questionable, all those runs that he gave up. But I tell you what, how about Brad Lidge? Where did this come from? After the end of the year for the Phillies, they thought he was done. They were looking for another
and
closer.
And that's the second time in his career that it's happened, because remember the shot against Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols continuously tore him to pieces in the playoffs, and they thought, okay, his career's done again. Philly brings him in. They're like, all right, what can we get out of him? Has a great year, you know, last year. Comes in this year, struggles down the stretch. Here he is again in the postseason.
Once again, that's why I point to Charlie Manuel. And then what else can you say about Ryan Howard? The guy is just...
He continues to slug away. And you know what? You know that offense is going to be there time in and time out. And they're going to contribute. And if they can get great pitching, then that series is over.
I you know what? I'm going to say I thought it was going to be... Obviously, we missed the boat on that one. We thought it was Cardinals-Yankees. Right now,
we're messing up it all over.
I'm feeling Phillies-Yankees now, which was an interleague series earlier in the year. So that'd be good. I like it when teams have played each other already. It gives that interesting aspect of we kind of know you, but not enough because we only played one series. So we'll keep up with this. We'll get back on Wednesday, see if any of these series are any closer to being done. We're running out of time. You know what? It's time for Kazepas. We're going to bring you on the checklist. You ready, buddy?
All right, you guys mentioned the balloon boy, and I'm sure we all know the story by now, but it was a hoax.
You're kidding. No. Who's surprised?
I mean, I don't understand these parents. Supposedly they want their own TV show, so they...
Have you seen the wife swap episode with the husband? It's absolutely insane. Like, he freaks out, just spazzes out.
No. I got to see the CNN interview, though, where the boy...
Clearly the reasoning behind the name Falcon.
Who named
their son after a bird?
Falcon, why did you do it? You said we were doing it for a show, Mommy and Daddy.
Thank you, Batman. Hey, Robin.
Announcer missed that one.
I tell you what, they're also...
Falcon's going to come
along. There's a rap video with the kids, though. I'll post it on the Facebook page. Everybody can look out for that.
Yeah, I was going to watch that.
does have language, though.
Before I get to today in history, today, yesterday in history, in 1867, the U.S. bought Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million,
that's
guys.
That's a steal. That's yeah, some that's great real saying. Estate out there.
There you go. But today Russia. In history, in 1945, Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers was born, just so you guys know. Figured you might want to know that. In 1957, Maurice Rocket Richard of the Montreal Canadiens became first NHL player to score 500 goals in his career, and that goal was scored against the Chicago Blackhawks.
I tell you what, I'm a big hockey fan, but my hockey knowledge doesn't go back that far.
No, not at all. 1958, the government was performing nuclear tests in Nevada today.
Area 51.
There you go.
Arizona.
There you go. 1973, Ringo Starr's song Photograph. Debuted.
Okay.
If you've ever heard it, check it out.
That was a Nickelback song.
I tell you what, Ringo's music, Ringo's great as a part of the Beatles. Once he went out and did his own stuff, right down the crapper.
Likewise. 1981, LA Dodgers beat the Montreal Expos for the NL pennant in 1981. So there you go, Dr.
V. The Expos were actually good.
Yeah, there you go. And in 1991, the longest NCAA football game on record, 3 hours and 52 minutes with six overtimes. It was Rhode Island, and they beat Maine 52-30.
Who knew those schools had football teams, quite honestly?
I didn't.
There you go. And something on our new Facebook page, Sports Out the Wazoo is the name there. Chameleonaire got a chance to meet Michael Jordan in the club and didn't get along too well, I guess.
Friends? No. Not BFFs?
We'll leave it at this. MJ, not the nicest guy on the face of the earth.
Hey, that might be an
He's
opinion.
All about the money.
All right, fellas, I'm done. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, because that's at 7 o'clock. We're running out of time. Like I said, facebook.com/sportsoutthewazoo. We got tons of great stuff on there. You can check out that video from Chameleonaire's Ustream, seeing what he's dissing on Michael Jordan for. It's pretty hard stuff. It'll give you a good laugh. We'll be back on Wednesday night, same time, same station, 6 o'clock. For Brandon, myself, Justin, Colin, and Aaron also sitting in with us tonight, we'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Tell you what, Sports Out the Wazoo on 90.5 WASU FM, online at WASURocks.com. See you guys. It's the heart of a champion.